You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Philly Godfather.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com, and we got a jam-packed show. We finally got the Philly Rooster back. He was over in Italy enjoying some vino and some delicious food. Rooster, how was your trip, brother?
It was great. I mean, we did 2 weeks in Siena and Rome, drank a lot of wine, ate a lot of food. Now I'm back and ready to fire.
Let's go. Well, let's get down to business. I'm going to go to Jamie Gold first, World Series of Poker champion, the legend, the myth, one of the sharpest sports bettors I know. Jamie, is there a game this week that you like that you want to share with everyone out there?
There is. I'm very excited for this week, both here in college and later in NFL. Really love doing this with you guys. I'm learning so much, and we've been giving out so many winners. There's so much great information for people watching this show, so I'm just proud to be a part of it. We want to keep the winning steady. I really like Syracuse against Clemson. Syracuse, not just because they're 4-0, not just because they're at home, not just because Clemson is coming off that game from last week, but I just like this matchup. And they were getting 7. It's down to 6.5 now. You can buy it up to 7. I just really like this matchup, and I think that even though Clemson might be underrated, I think that Syracuse is really underrated. And nobody ever believes Syracuse can have a great team. And I think they're really solid. And I think they're going to keep it close. I think they could win. 1 out of 3 times, I feel like they're going to win this matchup. And so getting 7 in this spot, that's my favorite play of the week in college football.
Yeah, I mean, they got to win because they got a tough 3-game stretch. They're going to be playing Clemson, North Carolina, and Florida State, and they are catching 7 at home, which is a great number if you're looking to take a dog, especially a home dog. I just don't know if they can beat this team. This team should actually be undefeated. They won the box score in both games they lost. But Jamie, if Jamie likes it, you got to fire on it. Let me go to Matt next. Matt, who do you like this week in college football?
So a big game that I really do like in college football is the Michigan-Nebraska under 40.5, 41. If you can catch 41, please get the 41. But Yeah, I really do like the under here. A lot of weather in this game, which should help this total. And come game day, I mean, these defenses, they're top tier. They're top 25 in opponent yards per play. Like, these are real solid guys.
Yeah. And with bad weather, I mean, the dogs always lie. Let me go to Rooster next. Rooster, do you got a favorite game you like this week to share with everybody?
Yeah, I like a 12 o'clock matchup on Saturday, Penn State at Northwestern. The look-ahead line on this game was 21. It opened 21.5, and then it got bet straight up because Penn State has played a couple great games. And I'm a big Penn State fan. I'm going to talk about them a little later in the show. But I like Northwestern here. Now that this game got to 27, Northwestern plus the 27, I think it's over-adjusted. The sharps are going to come in and hit 27 on this game. So bet it now. Take Northwestern plus 27. I think it's a steal.
Yeah, we bet the over 9.5 wins on Penn State on their season win total before the season started. And they have started off 4-0 against the spread. Do you see them winning 10 games this year and us cashing a ticket there?
I do. And I'm actually going to talk about them a little later. I know we're going to talk about teams we think are a dark horse for the playoff and maybe the national championship. I'd put Penn State in that conversation. They got really two tough games the rest of the season. And I think they're both winnable for them.
I do too. All right, let me go to Sheep next, the legend, Jimmy Batista. Jimmy, is there a game you want to share with everyone that you like this week?
I'm not a big Irish fan, but this week I do like the Irish. I do like the Irish, laying the 5.5.
Coming off that tough loss. What a miracle. Yeah. I mean, we had Ohio State on the money line.
We had
Ohio
State.
We had a -3. We got lucky. I mean, when you get lucky, you get lucky. You
they weighed money line too. They -55, -60. But I do like Notre Dame in the spot. They're a very good team. And
what's the line right now? 5.5?
5.5. So I do like I'm hoping they come in on the dog a little bit more. But I'm with the Irish this weekend.
Yeah, I personally like Florida here. I took them +3. I took them on the money line. The current number is 1.5, 1, depending on where you shop. I don't think you're going to need the points here. I think they're better in the trenches. Against Kentucky, their offensive line is better. Their defensive line is slightly better. And as well as that quarterback for Kentucky has played, he has thrown 5 picks this season. So if he makes any types of mistakes against this Florida defense in a game that's basically a coin flip, we all know how important turnovers are and how they dictate who's going to win the game or cover the spread. I think Kentucky's in trouble. I like Florida here on you can bet them on the money line. You can take the points. I got a great number early at +3. I think they're going to be tough to beat moving forward. Matt, is there any other games or any totals or sides you like?
So I actually do agree with Jamie on the Syracuse +7. I really do like that. But another one that I do like is a Syracuse under 54. That's what I went in this game in Clemson. We went under 54.
I'm going over Clemson. I think Clemson is a lot better. You know, they should be 4-0 right now.
Yeah, I mean, they should
I'm sorry, be. They should be 4-0 right now.
Turnovers killed that team. Right. Turnovers killed that team.
I'm against you guys on this one.
You like the over?
No, not in the total, on the side.
He likes Clemson.
I like Clemson on the side. So I'm
he's looking to take, 6.5?
Well, I'm hoping a lot of Gavones are going to come in and take 6.5 and 6, and I can lay, I'll wait, and then when it's time to lay it, then I'll be on Clemson.
What's the definition of a Gavone? So people don't know what it is.
Look at Rooster's face.
Well, now I'm scared. I got to make some calls. I'm going Clemson here. I got to go Clemson.
Wait, you can't. Well, listen, what are you going to bet? Syracuse? You can't pay in pizzas. You know, so, I mean, you already lost that run.
Oh, God.
We're about to go to our next segment. Make sure you stop by thephillygodfather.com for all your legendary sports betting information. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with more legendary moves.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. Let me introduce the lineup here. We got the legend, World Series of Poker champion Jamie Gold on the show. I want to thank him for coming on each and every week. He's my co-host and one of the sharpest guys out there. We got Philly Rooster back from Italy. You can find him on Twitter at Philly Rooster. We got Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. You can find him on Twitter at Matt Maltepas. And Jimmy the Sheep Batista. Everyone knows who this guy is, one of the biggest sports bettors in the world. You can find him on Twitter at Barry Right Number. But let's talk about Colorado a little bit. This team came back down to earth last week. We talked about it on the show. We knew they were going to get blown out. We laid the 13 in the first half on Oregon. We laid 21 on the game. That was going to be the best defense Colorado faced all year. And Oregon, you know, I mean, they got a shot to compete in that Pac-12 here. Current line, Colorado this week, they're facing USC. They're 21.5, 21-point dogs, depending on where you shop. And it's in Colorado. Let me go to Jamie first. Jamie, do you have an opinion on a side or a total here? That's a tough game.
Yeah, this is a really tough one. I mean, you know, we've pretty much had it right on Colorado from the beginning. But I kind of like USC in the first half. What's the line in the first half now? Do you have a number?
I can get you the number.
It's probably
right now.
13.
I'm pretty sure it's around.
It's probably around 13 off the top of my head. But
12. You can catch 12 and a half, Jamie. You might be able to catch a 12 out there.
That's the only line I like on this game. I think USC is going to come out and light them up. I don't think Colorado can stop them. I think Colorado can score on them, but I don't know. I don't trust this number, the 21, 21 and a half, but I'd feel okay about it. I'd lean on, it's not a big, you know, great best bet of the week, but.
So you're worried about the backdoor cover? Is that what you're worried about?
Overall, I just don't like this. I don't like the big number. I know I should probably be okay with the 21 if I'm okay with the 13 in the first half, but it's just
it's a different handicap.
Yeah, it's a different hand. You know, I tell everybody The first half, you handicap it differently. The second half, you're going to handicap it differently. And there's a full game. So there's always three games within the game.
I'm all over the dog here. Home dog getting 21 and a half. Hopefully a few of the they lay it and it goes higher. The USC bandwagon.
I mean, USC really has underperformed in the market. They're 2-2 against the spread versus teams that have a projected win total this season of 5.5, 4, 2.5, and 4.5 now. Those lines, on average, have been slightly higher. They've been 12 points higher. He got embarrassed last
week. This team's going to come out with some fire with
them.
What
do you think about the loss of Travis Hunter? I mean, obviously, they didn't cover last week. We know that's not the reason they lost. They lost because they're versus a top defense, which they haven't played
yet. They could not stop Oregon.
That's top 10, right? And they couldn't stop them.
You got a Heisman Trophy
candidate. Right? But the reason they didn't cover the number is a totally different story. Is that partly due to Travis Hunter not being there?
Yeah, I mean, that was a big part. But I still, even if he played, I think it would have got blown out. Rooster, what do you think about this game with USC and Colorado next?
Well, this is a funny game because, again, the public money is on Colorado. The money, when you look at the money line, and I'm sure Dave Mason's going to mention this, all the money line money is on Colorado. So the square side is actually the dog again with Colorado. They didn't learn their lesson. And the problem is all of these coaches know they have a massive problem recruiting against Deion Sanders. So there is a new Alabama in town. And these coaches have to blow this team out to tell these parents and tell these kids that 2- and 3-star recruits cannot beat 4- and 5-star recruits. I mean, Deion went to the portal, got as many 4s as he could. He's got like 2 5s. One of them's his son. He's got no offensive line. His defense is like, I mean, you could walk through it like water. And now he's playing against USC, who's better than Oregon. 21 is not
Stop. Put the pizza down, son.
Here we go.
Oregon is much better than USC. What's the line when they play head to head?
You're waiting for the public money to drive this line down, Baba. It's the opposite.
No. I'm on the dog. I'll take Colorado in the 21 and a half, but I ask you a question. Oregon plays USC. What's the line?
USC's favorite.
USC's favorite. We're probably seven.
Yeah, they're favorite. You know, but let me ask Rooster this. Rooster, now, we all talk about how the Broncos have a huge home field advantage, you know, early in the season in that altitude. The same holds true with Colorado. They've been great against the spread at home, even though they've had some bad teams over the years. They're expecting 15 to 20 mile per hour winds. If the weather gets worse and the wind gets even, you know, greater, and you're looking at 20, 25 mile per hour winds, how does that affect your handicap? You still like the favorite here?
Well, yeah. I mean, you lean under. Wind tells you to bet the under. The passing game's going to be diminished. But it doesn't stop the defense from rushing the quarterback. That offensive line can stop nobody. I mean, me and Jamie could probably get a couple sacks against Colorado's offensive line.
Wait a minute. How long have you been drinking tonight?
I didn't even start yet, Baba. And I've been listening to you for 2 weeks. You to give out the Georgia Bulldogs as your pick for national.
Yes, sir, and I'll stay with my pick of Georgia Bulldogs.
They're like plus 180. Thanks.
Listen, at the end of the year, when the pot comes in the money, we'll see where you're at and where I'm at, okay?
Yeah.
And remember, you can't pay fucking his pizzas every week. You understand?
Let me go to Jamie real quick. Jamie, you got a high total here. You got some wins. It's at 74. I mean, Colorado can't stop a nosebleed. And USC's quarterback, I mean, he can really light them up. How does this game not go over the total? I mean, they might score 100 points, right?
I mean, I don't like the number. I'm staying off of it. I can kind of see both sides of it. I'm not putting any money on either side of that number.
I'm kind of leaning towards the under a little bit, especially if the winds pick up. I'm going to wait closer to game time and see exactly where the weather's at. But I mean,
the weather favors a home dog. Doesn't it?
I mean, the weather always favors the dog, but in order for Colorado to have a shot to stay within the number, they're going to have to play at a slower pace, limit possessions, try and keep USC's offense off the field. And I think, you know, Deion's smart enough to know that, right? I mean,
USC going to fail in bad weather, play in bad weather when they're playing in 88 and sunny every day?
That's what I mean. So I don't know if they're used to that altitude yet, but if anything, I'm leaning towards the under 74. It's a ton of points, and you know, you might turn on the TV and next thing you know, it's 28-7 after the first quarter. And
you know what's the big difference between USC and Oregon is the opponent yards per play. Oregon, I think they're ranked top 10. USC, 45th.
Yeah.
Big difference. Yeah.
But Rooster has USC as a favorite.
The USC favorite. Oregon's playing little sisters of the poor compared to USC.
Who does USC play that they should be a 7-point favorite?
Here we go. All right, let's go to the next game on the screen. We got about 2 minutes left in this segment. You got Louisville playing NC State. I know Jamie's got a move on this. Do you like anyone here, Jamie?
No, I actually don't.
Oh, you don't?
I was talking to you about Louisville. I was leaning towards Louisville, but I'm not going to fire on it.
You don't like the three and a half? You like a better minus 2.5?
Yeah, that number, when it first came out at 2.5, it looked attractive to me, but I'm staying off of it at 3.5.
And if you go through the box score, when NC State played Dame, I mean, if it wasn't for the turnovers, they had more first downs. They were hanging
up to the fourth quarter. They were there.
Yeah, Rooster, what do you think about NC State in this matchup against Louisville at home?
I don't like a side here. I think that line's probably about right. I do like Louisville, but as a team. But I like under here. I mean, this game just kept creeping up and up and up. Now we're up to 56. Louisville has a really good pass defense, and NC State's offense is weak. I don't see them getting to 56 points in this game. I'm going under.
That's a great guy. You got it right there from the Philly Rooster. You can find him on Twitter, at Philly Rooster.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Matt, you got a position, a side, or total?
I didn't take anyone. This was a tough one for me. NC State versus Notre Dame, they ended up losing by 21. but I'm not really impressed by the other opponents they played. To me, they weren't that impressive. The problem here is that they covered only one of the four games they've played so far. So that was a huge problem. We just saw Boston College. I mean, we saw them last week. They almost took down Florida State. So we saw what happened last week.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, man. We got about 10 seconds left. I want everyone to come right back and make sure you follow Jamie Gold on Twitter at Real Jamie Gold. We're going to keep firing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And before we start giving out some more legendary sports betting moves, I have a good friend of mine on the show, Joe Sanliquido. He's the head boxing writer at Ring Magazine, has the dinner every year up at the Copa Boxing Awards dinner. We got a big fight on the horizon, Joe. Canelo versus Charlo. Canelo's right around a minus 400 favorite, so he's a 4-1 favorite. So if you want to bet Canelo, you got to risk 400 to win 100. Who do you like in this fight? And do you think the dog has a shot at all here?
I do think the dog has a shot. The feedback I'm getting from Vegas is no one gives Charlo a chance. But there's a couple of facts here. First off, it's 168. Charlo's a 154-pound champion. And the fact of the matter is Charlo walks around about 175 pounds. So for him to turn around and lose the weight is not going to be, it's not going to be that hard for him. So he's going to go into this fight pretty strong. Canelo, I think, is the bigger guy. He's the bigger fighter, the more skilled fighter. A little bit on the down low, which obviously I'll be sharing with your whole audience here, is that a whole lot of people, I'll just word it, I'll stop here. A whole lot of people would not mind seeing Charlo get his tail kicked.
And so, he's not liked too much in the boxing
world. Not too much liked in the boxing world. But
and him and his brother don't get along either. I know they haven't been talking for a while.
Yeah, I think there's a little friction there too. Yeah, but it's a win-win for everybody involved because Charlo is getting the fight he wants in Canelo. Canelo is getting an opponent who was supposed to handle take care of very, very easily. And everybody wins. I don't know right now. I don't have an exact idea what the purses are, but I believe, obviously, Canelo is going to get an eight-figure sum. Charlo may get close to an early eight-figure sum. Like I said, everybody's happy. Here's the deal, though. I mean, this is, you know, for your gambling folks out there. I would – you're not doing any harm in terms of putting some ducats down on Charlo. You know, he has a chance to hit that lucky shot and beat him. I'm not going to rule that chance out. Again, a lot of people in the boxing world think Canelo's just going to chew him up. And I believe so too. But there is that chance. And again, it's boxing. And if you have some, can I say F you money? I'm allowed to say F you money to spend.
We don't curse on the show.
But there's some extra cash that you may have to spend here and there. That might not be a bad deal. That might not be a bad deal.
What scares me?
Are you getting the right price? Is 4-1 enough?
Is that enough to take the dog here?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I'm a conservative guy. I would not.
What scares me a little bit is Canelo lost to the bigger guy. What's his name?
Bivol.
Last time?
Yeah, Dimitri Bivol.
And
that was good money, by the way.
Yeah, Charlo's coming up. Now, can he carry that power up with him? He does have a loss on his record, on his resume. I think he's, 35-1, Charlie?
Yeah, and that was a BS loss.
It was a decision loss.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Who hasn't Canelo fought? He's battle-tested. He's got the experience. And he is actually the smaller guy, even though Charlie's moving up in weight class, right?
He's the shorter guy. Thicker. He's a lot thicker.
Yeah, but he was, 5'7".
In Italy. Yeah, I stood size. Next to him. I would say maybe 5, maybe pushing it at 5'9", maybe 5'9", 5'10".
As small as you or small?
Just about, maybe a little smaller.
About 5'8".
He's about 5'8".
Yeah. So, I mean, do you see anyone stopping anyone here? Do they both have the power to stop?
I think Canelo could beat him up. But how twisted this may sound, if anybody has a chance to stop anyone, maybe Charlo.
Really?
Again, like I said, he walks around at 175. He's going into this. Now Canelo doesn't have to lose a whole lot of weight to make 168 either. So that's going to be pretty easy for him. But Charlo can, you have to ask yourself the question, him dropping down, which is not going to be, like I said, not going to be hard for him to reach that 168 pound. weight limit. You have to ask yourself, does it slow him down from what he's usually at 154? Or, I mean, he's never fought at 160 like his older brother. Or, you know, the other flip side of that is that, you know, will he turn around and will he be stronger? I believe he has a chance to be stronger. Whether or not, again, he's going to be able to carry that weight into the later rounds, that I don't know. And that's a big question. And that's why I can see Canelo turning around, taking this fight into deeper waters. And I'm not going to say knock him out flat, but beat him up enough to a point where it does get stopped on Canelo's side.
The other thing is Charlo's got to be the hungrier fighter, right? I mean, Canelo, you talk to Canelo all the time. What's Canelo worth? $400-500 million? Who knows?
Yeah.
Closer to $1 billion. Yeah. It's harder every day to get up and train as hard, you know, when you're sleeping in silk sheets and you're living in those big mansions. And, you know, I know he's a very, very professional. He runs all his businesses in a professional manner. Yeah. He's very efficient in everything he does. Is that another reason why you think Charlo might have a shot here?
Yeah, like I said, again, I stress a very faint shot, a very, very faint shot. I have picked Canelo publicly. I picked Canelo privately. I think Canelo is actually going to chop him up. But again, being realistic, if that faint shot lies there, it does lie with someone like Charlo.
I can't bet him.
I
would love to bet the dog.
What's happening too in Canelo's world, which I also know, is he has another passion. I mean, boxing's first and foremost. But his other passion now is golf. He loves playing golf.
Really?
And he's actually pretty good at it. I think he's like a one or two handicap. He's very, very good at it. I remember going to see him 2 years ago at that pro-am that they run with all the celebrities and things. And it was a big deal to him to be competitive and come close to, I think Mahomes won it this past year.
I don't know if you know that, but Rooster could have been a professional golfer. I mean, Rooster, what's your handicap?
My golf game ain't what it used to be. I'm still around a four, but
four.
What's that? Four pizzas in one sitting.
If anybody wants to bet on the in golf, come meet me at my club.
I'll tell you what. If I had some play around money to play around with, I'd go Canelo in the late rounds to stop him.
I think
the fight would be stopped in the later.
I mean, if you want to make a 25% return on your money, I would lay the 4-1. I can't see Charlo beat Canelo. He just doesn't have the talent. I don't think he's as sharp as a boxer as Canelo. I don't think he punches as hard, even though you're telling me Charlo can punch. I just I like Canelo here. But let's talk about something else. You're going to be inducted in the Boxing Hall of Fame in Atlantic City this weekend.
Yeah.
And I know it's a big honor. I mean, we're so happy for you, Joe. Well, great friends.
I appreciate that.
And we're going to be coming down to AC. Tell everyone a little bit about that.
It's nice. And there's no fault. You mean you guys know me as well as anyone. I got as big as an ego as the Grand Canyon. I still have to get used to it. I mean, for my family, it's great. It's a big deal. Ray McClain, as you know, Ray does a great job with this every year. It's the seventh year of it. Foreman to the headliner. Now that Foreman's not here, I'm going to be the headliner. I'm kidding. I'm not.
Wait, Foreman's not coming or he's going?
No, George will not be able to make it. George has a sermon that he has to get ready for Houston, but he sent me a really nice message. I got some time with George a couple of weeks ago to talk about what a great honor this is. And George was he's fantastic. George was talking about how, again, anytime you're honored is an honor in itself. George was talking about, if you guys, anybody seen the movie Big George,
which was
really good. And George was telling me that's very, very accurate. It's dead on. He says, I lived that. I remember there was a scene, I think, in there where they had just moved into a home and he opens up the refrigerator and it's all rusty and nasty and there's nothing in it, filled with glue and mildew and just awful. And, you know, she slams the refrigerator shut and sits on one of the kitchen chairs and just weeps right there on the kitchen table. Just looks around.
And we have a mutual friend in the movie. Charles Brewer's son's in the movie as well.
Oh, wow. Charles Brewer Jr. Yeah, okay. Okay. I did a big story on him.
All right. You're welcome to stick around with us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The show if you want. We got Dave Mason from Bet Online coming up. Let's put him on. Can we get him on real quick?
Hey.
Hey, Dave, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good stuff.
We have a sexy girl in the studio tonight, Dave. You sure you don't want to show your face?
Yeah. Where is she? Prove it. Prove it. Where the hell is she?
Well, we have to see your face first.
Background check quick. I got you. Yeah.
All right, let's get to some action here, man. What's going on at BetOnline with this Clemson-Syracuse game? Where'd the line open up? Where is it headed?
Yeah, it opened at 6.5 and 53. It's sitting right now. Clemson -6.5 and 53.5. 59% of the bets, 67% of the cash is on Cuse getting the points. Also have a little bit of sharp money on Syracuse at +7. Yeah, so as of now, we need Clemson. So we'll see come kickoff.
Is that your sharp money, Jamie, on Syracuse there, +7?
I think so.
There you go.
All right, next game on the board, we'll go to Pitt at Virginia Tech. Where's the sharp money at? What's the public betting? What are the bet splits like?
Pitt currently 2.5, total 39.5, open 2.5 and 42.5. Sharp is on under 41, 63% of the cash, and 83% of the bettors are on Pitt.
Is there any college football game? I know it's still early in the week, and, you know, I mean, the majority of the action comes in on game day, 80% of the action. But is there any single game or total that's just being obliterated with recreational money as of right now?
That Colorado game I heard you guys talking about earlier, I mean, that's still – there's not as much action on it as there was last week. I mean, the last few weeks have just been crazy, but it's still the biggest bet game of the week. But the more public cash is on USC now, so the bettors are jumping off the Colorado bandwagon, and they're fading Colorado now, right?
Wow, I'm surprised.
Bettors are so, you know, especially when it comes to the public, you know, there's this recency bias, right? I mean, they got throttled last weekend, and they, you know, the public was hearing, oh, they're overrated. Oh, they're overrated all for 3 weeks, and then they get throttled.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Well, then So, you know, the public's going to believe that and they jump over. But, you know, we did take some where the sharp cash has been on their opponents, you know, weeks one through three. Now the sharp cash is jumping on the other, or is on Colorado, rather. We took some sharp at plus 23 and better.
All right, we're talking to Dave Mason from betonline.ag. We're going to go to the next segment, so make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. And our guest, Dave Mason, is on the show from Bet Online. We're breaking down the bet splits, where the public's betting, where the sharp money's at. So let's go to the next game on the board, Dave. South Carolina at Tennessee. How's the public betting this one? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
Yeah, South Carolina currently getting plus 11.5, open 12, total open 61. It's currently 63. We got some sharp cash on South Carolina, plus 13. As far as the public cash, the overall cash is 64% of the cash and 75% of the bettors on South Carolina as well. So as of now, we're going to be Tennessee fans here at Bet Online.
Now, when it comes to teasers, I know recreational bettors love to bet them in the NFL. Do they also bet them in college football as well?
Believe it or not, I mean, you know, believe it or not, it's not as popular as NFL, obviously, but yeah, I mean, you know, even that Colorado game last week, and with that spread just so high, I mean, there's really no value in betting teasers. I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud. Hopefully my boss isn't listening to me, but you know me, I can't beat around the bush. But people bet them, man. People bet the totals. Again, nothing like NFL, but there's still teaser cash flying around in college football.
Yeah, you're listening to Dave Mason from Bet Online. We're talking about bet counts, percentages, sharp action. Let's go to the next game on the board. This is a pretty big one. What's the handle like on this Notre Dame at Duke game? And is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
The handle as of now, it's still a little low because it's a night game. You know, once Saturday, you know, the people like, you know, they bet the, unless it's a massive, massive game, you know, a lot of players will just bet there. If they have $200 in their account, they're betting it early, and then they're seeing what happens and rolling over, or they're redepositing. So it's not as high as it will be anything close, but you know, we're still getting some bets. Notre Dame's 5.5-point favorites, totals 52, open 3 and 54, 63% of the cash and 64% of the bettors are on the Irish. Got some sharp under 54.5 and 55.
I mean, are the recreational bettors just betting the Irish every week just blindly? Is that where you get the majority of the action on a team like that?
Yeah, I mean, usually. Last week was two big public teams. So I think we did. Yeah, we needed Ohio State last week, but it wasn't massive. You know, it was most of the money was definitely on the Irish plus 3, but it wasn't a huge need, I don't think. But yeah, Irish were the public side last week. A little bit of sharp side too last week, but this week we'll definitely need Duke.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Alabama has been underperforming, even though they covered the spread last week. They're playing a Mississippi State Bulldog team here that isn't a very well team there out there this year. So which way is the public money betting, the sharp side? Anything on the total here?
Yeah, Bama currently laying 14.5, total 47, open 10 and 49, 62% of the cash and 74% of the bettors are on the Crimson Tide. Sharp under 47.5 or better, and over 46.5. So a little bit of two-way sharp action on the total, nothing on the spread.
Did you guys get a lot of money on Alabama season win totals before the season started at, what was it, 10.5?
Yeah, I believe it's 10.5. Yeah. I mean, that's always automatic. That's always an automatic bet over 10.5 for Bama, right?
Yeah. It doesn't look too good for those guys right now, the way Alabama's been playing. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. LSU at Ole Miss. I think the line opened up, what, 2.5? Is it still at 2.5? Which way is it going? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
Yeah, we opened 2 and 64. It's currently 2.5 and 67.5. 57% of the cash, 72% of the bettors are on LSU. Sharp, two-way, LSU -2, Ole Miss +3. Over 65.5 or better is also sharp.
All right, next game on the board, Georgia at Auburn. I think the line opened up, what, 14? It's been bouncing around from 14 to 16 all week. Which way is the public betting this one? Is there any sharp money on a side or a total here?
Yeah, currently 14.5 and 46. The cash is 50-50. Bettors are on Georgia, though. 71% of the bet count is on Georgia sharp. Georgia minus 14 is sharp. Yeah, a little bit. Not too much, but a little bit. We got there a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia has been underperforming. I don't think they've covered a game all season. They're 0-4 against the closing number.
Their schedule's so garbage to start.
It's crazy. I mean, think about it. It's like the softest schedule in college football, and they can't cover the number. Is that just because, you know, you're paying a premium to back this team?
The thing is, it's such a shame because, you know, it's like those first 3 weeks, it's like they're not in the top, you know, they're the defending champions. We should be like, you know, those games should be massive games, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs going for the three-peat to start the season. And the action's always horrible because they're always laying 40, 30-something. And people don't bet those games. You know, no one wants to lay 40, and no one wants to bet on whatever horrible team they're playing. So those Georgia games at the beginning of the season just get horrible action. It's a shame. I mean, why can't they mix in a good game to start the season? You know, it's like, you know, those basketball teams that just schedule 11 cream puffs to start the season until conference play starts. It's and their conference scheduling too tough either. I mean, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna cakewalk to the playoffs. It looks like, we'll see.
Jimmy,
don't tell Rooster that.
Before I let you go, does anyone on the set have any questions for Dave Mason before we let him go? He's going to be coming back for the NFL segment as well this week, so you guys are in for a treat. Jimmy, you got any questions for Dave?
Not for Dr. Dave Mason. I just want to see that face one day, you know.
come on down to my neck of the woods, pal.
You're in a nice part of the country. I know exactly where you are. That's
They shut down all the good places down there, I heard, though. Is that true, Dave?
Nah, come on, get out of here. you go to the supermarket, and it's a good place, pal. I don't need this good place. I go to the supermarket to buy some freaking fruit and bananas. You know what I mean?
If you want to let everyone know where to find you on Twitter, and if you guys have any promos down there at Bet Online.
Yeah, at Dave Mason, BOL. Stop on by. I'll be tweeting all the splits and all that stuff. Try to be funny once in a while, never works. But if you want promo codes and then bonuses, get on over to betonline.ag/promotions. And there's all sorts of sign up bonuses, all sorts of contests. I mean, we have Survivor contest. We obviously have this Second Chance Survivor contest for $150,000 that starts up next week. I mean, last week was absolute chaos for Survivor contest. So if everybody's got booted from their Survivor contest, we got a Second Chance one starting next week for $150,000.
Yeah, you got some big paper there. Thanks for coming on. You'll be back for the NFL show. Thanks, Dave.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
All right, you got it. Well, Rooster was busting on you about this Georgia future.
It's okay.
You still think they're going to win the national championship? You think another team to beat?
When Dr. Dave Mason says they got a clear run to the playoffs, I'll run with that. They'll only get better each week.
Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, Carson Beck hasn't impressed me. This team's 0-4 against the number, 0-3-1 if you count the one push if you got at the closing line. Do you agree with Sheep here? I don't know. Georgia's been underperforming in my eyes.
Well, look, Georgia's probably the best team in the country, and it's hard to argue that. They won two in a row. They're still strong. Defense is strong. But when I look at a futures bet, I look at value. I mean, taking 380 on a Georgia team, to me, when injuries could come into play and everything else, it's just too much. And the pressure to three-peat is absolutely enormous. So I'm looking at a totally different. I'm looking at a team like Penn State, who really, like I mentioned earlier, only has two tough games. If they could somehow find a way to beat Michigan and beat Ohio State, now you're getting a 17-1 underdog who can sweep. They could sneak into the playoffs, and, you know, are they a great matchup for Georgia? No, they're not. But to me, taking 17-1 as opposed to, you know, a little under 4-1, when anything can happen in this league, as we know, you put up one clunker and you're out of the playoffs. So I'm looking at teams like that. like a Penn State, like a Florida State, who I think's good, or even a Notre Dame, who you can get 40-1 now. Now, a bunch of stuff has to happen for them to get in the playoff, but it could happen. And, you know, you get 40-1 on a Notre Dame team who's really strong on both sides of the ball, and now you're looking at something that, as we know, you get into the playoffs, you make money on something like this.
Yeah, you can always hedge the other way, too, on a Penn State team.
Once you get there, it's a moneymaker. So that's all I'm saying. But, I mean, you can't argue Georgia's great, but
All right, let me go to Jamie. Jamie, who do you like if you had to pick a team right now to win it all in college football?
Tough one, right?
I don't really have a choice at the moment.
Well, let me give you the odds real quick. You got Georgia at anywhere from 200 to plus 220. Michigan's down to 5-1. We're holding tickets at 9-1 on that team. Florida State's at 8-1. Ohio State's at 8-1. Texas at 8-1. Penn State anywhere from 14 to 17-1. Rooster made a great point there. If they could somehow beat Ohio State or beat Michigan at Happy Valley, they got a shot. And then you got a team like Washington at 18-1 with arguably the best quarterback in the country. Michael Penix right now is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. And if they can go down there and beat USC, that changes the whole dynamic of everything in college football. I mean, with those odds, who would you take? You know, it's not an official move, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was with you. I followed your bet on Michigan at 9-1. I like that spot preseason. I like, you know, with the number, I like Texas. I also, you know, I kind of like the whoever wins USC Washington, I feel like has an outside shot.
All right, let me go. You still like Georgia?
Yeah, I'm still in.
Just give me the best team on
it's not the best team. I'll take the best defense in college football. Who's the best defense?
Yeah, arguably. Matt, you like anybody?
So Washington is actually pretty interesting, just as you mentioned. I mean, 18-1, that's a good number, right? And you talked about Michael Penix. Dude's the Heisman favorite right now. Took over Caleb. He's on fire.
I want to see him play against a good defense. So you put Washington and Georgia on a neutral field. What's the line?
But that's the interesting part, right? We still have to see. And they could be.
Well, we're going
to
find out. They're going to play. I mean, they're going to be playing Oregon. Down the stretch, Washington plays USC, Utah, Oregon State, and Washington State. And in 2 weeks, you're going to find out. Because Oregon has one of the best defenses in college. Absolutely.
Top 10 in opponent yards per play.
If they can go in there and light them up.
That's my point. We're going to see.
And they outperform the market against a defense like Oregon's.
You got to see things change.
That's a dangerous team. We took them at 5-1 to win the Pac-12 before the season started. I think we're sitting pretty with that bet. Now, USC's still, you know, going to be tough to beat. They're still the favorite there. But with a quarterback like Michael Penix, I mean, they got a shot, man.
The whole thing is, I mean, quarterback, he just don't turn over the ball. Yep. The biggest thing in football, don't turn over the ball. Anytime you turn over the ball more than your opponent, what happens? You usually don't win and you don't cover.
Defense wins championships. I'm staying with the Bulldogs.
Yeah. And Rooster's motto is don't turn over the pizza. Rooster, other than Penn State, you think Washington has a shot here? We got 40 seconds left in this segment.
I do like Washington. I mean, like I said, getting the odds. And again, the injury bug could tap any of these teams at any time. You're taking 220 on a team. You're out, you know, with one major injury. Again, Georgia, obviously, odds-on favorite, but give me the field at this point versus Georgia. Any of these teams, even Oregon with Bo Nix.
I think you need a solid quarterback. I don't believe in Carson Beck. We got 10 seconds left in this segment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Thank Dave Mason from BetOnline for coming on the show. You can listen to us on SiriusXM, Channel 159 and Sports Grid. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And before we go to the Golden Recap with Jamie Gold, Matt, you want to give away some rapid-fire moves for this week?
Speaking of gold, I got some gold. Notre Dame minus 5.5. Lock that one in. I really do like the Irish, just like Jimmy said earlier. I really like Syracuse plus 7. I'm with Jamie here. I really do think they're a live dog. But one move that I do like that's not on the spread, it's on total, is the under. And I mentioned that earlier. Pitt v. Tech, I went under 41. So that's another one. The key number of 41. If you can get that, go ahead and bet that right now. So those are a couple of games that I really do like this
week. Rooster, real quick, one game. Who do you like? College football?
One last game. Give me over 45.5, Georgia Auburn.
All right. With that said, let's go to Jamie Gold, my main man, one of the sharpest bettors in the world, with the Golden Recap. Jamie, fire away, baby.
All right. Here is your Golden Recap of all of our picks. I like Syracuse plus 7. You buy the half point right now. Matt likes Michigan, Nebraska under 41 or 40.5. Penn State, Northwestern. Rooster likes Northwestern plus the 27. Jimmy likes Notre Dame minus 5.5. Philly Godfather likes Florida at 1 or even money line. He got it early with plus 3. Syracuse under 54 from Matt. Jimmy likes Clemson getting 6.5 or hopefully giving 6.5 or hopefully 6.
Best number. Rephrase. I always say best number. Please don't lock me into a number when the public's betting the
dog. We got 50 seconds.
Okay, USC minus 13 in the first half. It is not an official bet. It's just I'm just leaning. If you have to take something on the game, Jimmy likes plus 21.5 in Colorado. Rooster likes USC. Rooster under 56 in the Louisville NC State game. Rooster over in the Georgia 45. Penn State at 18-1, Notre Dame at 40-1, if you wanted to take some big dogs. Notre Dame minus 5.5 with Matt, Syracuse plus 7 with Matt, and Pittsburgh and Virginia Tech under 41 from Matt.
That's Jamie Gold. You can follow him on Twitter at RealJamieGold. I want to thank everyone for watching and listening. We're going to have the NFL show coming up in a little bit, so don't go nowhere. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.